RTE2FM. Let's talk about drugs for a sec, because as long as drugs are available in society, a certain amount of people will take them, whatever the legal and health risks are. Now, with this in mind, we began a short series just taking a look at more commonly used recreational drugs that are out there in Ireland. And I'm joined again by Associate Professor in Addiction at Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers. And this morning, we are going to look at MDMA. Johanna, thank you so much for coming back to us.
Thanks for having me again, Jennifer.
Great to have you. Now, let's talk about MDMA. It's got a lot of nicknames, but what exactly is MDMA?
MDMA is, I suppose it's most commonly known as ecstasy, and it comes in a pill form generally, but you can get it in a powder and you can get it in a crystal. It's a synthetic drug, so it's made by people. It's not grown in the ground like other things like cocaine or cannabis.
Okay. So people take it in powders and pills, and we hear a lot of it and the devastation it can cause, you know, at festivals. Are these typical places where people would take MDMA?
Yeah, so generally you're looking at the nighttime economy. So going out on long weekends, going out to festivals, that's usually where people are taking them, and it's usually taken in a binge, if you like. So
right.
It does have a lot of dangers.
Okay. And what's supposed to happen when you take MDMA?
Well, it's coined the connector drug because it gives this sense of euphoria, and people often report of being quite extroverted, even the most introverted of people. It can kind of get people into these long chats and open people up together. So it has been coined the love drug or the connector drug for that reason. So really feelings of euphoria and upper feelings, you know.
So what is the drug? Is it boosting your cortisone? Is it shooting? Is it, you know, flooding your brain with?
It is. So it will have a lot of receptors in the brain that switch on, lots of dopamine, serotonin rushing through the body. But
okay,
it is a drug that will give you a lot of energy. And as you say, people take it for long periods of time, like festivals, because it makes you feel quite energetic for a very long amount of time.
So if it's doing that to your brain, opening all those receptors, I can imagine the come down from that.
Absolutely.
It's pretty horrific.
The come down can be pretty horrific. And it's, as you say, people are not expecting it because it's all of this pleasure for a long amount of time. And then people often don't make that association. So it's really great that you brought it up. You know, you'll see people that use drugs for a while and they'll have a great weekend, but then on Wednesday, they don't really feel great. And, you know, they don't
Thursday
make the connection
Friday,
that it's what goes up is coming down as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Okay, so if you decide to take MDMA, how long does the effect last and how long is it in your system for?
So it can come up anywhere between, say, 40 minutes and 2 hours. And that in itself can be dangerous because if someone's waiting for it to come up, they'll top up before it comes up. But it generally lasts through the night, or, you know, so if someone took it at 12 o'clock, they'd still have an effect 7, 8 a.m. the next morning on one pill. Now, remember, it's mixed with a lot of stuff. We're never really talking about a pill of MDMA. We're talking about a pill that comes with lots of adulterants. And that's where the dangers are. When it's mixed with, you know, substances like fentanyl, which is an opioid, we've seen that in Europe. And then it can highly toxic substances have been linked to death, which is PMA. So again, it's what it's mixed with that causes the issues as well.
Okay. Can you overdose on MDMA?
Again, you can't. It would take a lot of MDMA to overdose, but because you're never actually, that's never what's just in the pill.
Sure.
So
or the
things,
powder, I would presume.
Or the powder.
Well. Yeah.
But it's very dangerous to snort MDMA because of the optical nerve. It can really mess with that and cause a lot of things like blindness. But so MDMA is important how you take it. So in other words, you're taking it for long periods, you're on this marathon of energy. It can lead to dehydration. The crux of that then is if you overdrink, you can flood your system. That will then mess with your sodium. It dilutes the sodium in the blood. That leads to a lot of health issues as well. So again, the trick there would be to sip rather than drink. And equally, if you could get electrolytes into you, that would be it. So it is a bit of a balancing act, and people need to be aware of what's going on under
sure.
the pot, you know.
And how long does it stay in your system? Does it stay in there for years, or is it always there?
No, it wouldn't stay for years. Like any substance, it will break down. But again, it will go back to what you're actually taking and what's in there. So weeks rather than months or years.
Okay. Now, we're talking about an illegal drug here, so nobody should be taking it. But are there any specific groups that should never take it for health reasons? I'm presuming people with heart conditions.
People with heart conditions, and you're spot on, because people take ecstasy in marathons, so they binge on it. And when you binge on a drug, it really messes with your heart. And the other thing is people with epilepsy or any neurological issues or any underlying physical illnesses, definitely not pregnant women also.
And also, I would say, just going back to the what it does to your receptors and flooding your brain with dopamine and the calm down, dealing with that, I suppose people who would suffer with depression or anxiety, this drug in the moment might flood you with the happy thoughts and the happy feeling, but afterwards the come down must be horrific for those people.
The come down is reported as being horrific for people, particularly if you're a prolonged user. And back in the 90s, we would have seen people taking heroin just to come off of it, just to kill that, as you say, that high. Because remember, if you can't sleep and you really want to sleep, that messes with your mental health. We have seen cases with drug-induced psychosis that have come from ecstasy also.
Wow. Okay. So sticking with health advice for the moment, from a safety perspective, what would you say to someone who has decided to, well, ignore the legal and health risks and it has it and wants to take it?
What I always say, but particularly with this drug, start low and go slow. Take a little bit, see how it comes, because whatever it's mixed with can take a long time to kick in. And so again, it's important to stay hydrated, but not over water yourself as well, because like I say, it's a delicate dance where you can take in electrolytes and not those kind of monster drinks, because they're laced with caffeine and that will have an interaction. So you can see it's a bit of a minefield as well, you know.
I mean, if you're going to take the risk, you really need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, so stay hydrated, sip rather than gulp, and if you can get your hands on electrolytes, don't take alcohol. And if you're in a country that happens to give it, like, do drug testing, because we know that that saves lives too.
Yeah, just talk about the drug testing. We have heard of some festivals offering that to people who are going to take the drug, and they can go and get their drugs tested, which I think is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Does that happen here?
It does, and it's been linked to, you know, I did the work behind that, and now the HSC are actually, so last year we had the first testing, so it was people who donated a substance or a pill or a powder. It got tested, and then an alert system went out to tell people, you know, particularly steer clear of this one. It's, you know, it's green, it has a skull on it. So you're putting out health warnings. In the Netherlands, we see a much better system where people can go into a base, have their drugs tested, and have an intervention while they're there. So that's where evidence wise we should be moving. But we're going to have testing at Life Festival and Electric Picnic again this year, I believe. So
amazing.
It is on the cards.
Okay, and obviously the main message is just don't do it. But if you are really worried, please seek medical attention. And you mentioned there not mixing. Is it important not to mix on MDMA or, well, any drug? But you mentioned alcohol there.
Yeah, well, alcohol will dehydrate you quicker. You know, it'll also mess with how you think you're affected by something.
Gotcha.
It can disinhibit you. So making the judgment whether to take a little bit more, you're probably going to do that if you're taking alcohol as well. But really importantly with this drug, it will dehydrate you a little bit more. And people dance for long times on ecstasy, and it'd be like exercising while drinking. Like, you wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Generally.
Absolutely not. Generally, please God, don't do that. Professor Johanna Ivers, thank you so much for coming in today. Next week, we are going to be talking about opioids. And I just want to say, if you've been affected by this conversation or you want to find out more, by visiting drugs.ie, which is the HSC's National Drug Information and Support website. 2 Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.